The Migration of the Grey Squirrels by William Howitt. When in my youth I travelled throughout each north country, many a strange thing did I hear, and many a strange thing to see. But nothing was there pleased me more than when, in autumn brown, I came in the depth of the pathless woods to the grey squirrel's town. There were hundreds that in the hollow boles of the old, old trees did dwell, and laid up store hard by their door of the sweet mast as it fell. But soon the hungry wild swine came, and with thievish snouts dug up their buried treasure, and left them not so much as an acorn cup. Then did they chatter in angry mood, and one and all decree, into the forests of rich stone pine, over hill and dale to flee. Over hill and dale, over hill and dale, for many a league they went, like a troop of undaunted travellers, governed by one consent. But the hawk and the eagle and peering owl did dreadfully pursue, and the further the grey squirrels went, the more their perils grew. When lo, to cut off their pilgrimage, a broad stream lay in view. But then did each wondrous creature show his cunning and bravery, with a piece of the pine bark in his mouth. Unto the stream came he, and boldly his little bark he launched, without the least delay. His busy tail was his upright sail, and he merrily steered away. Never was there a lovelier sight than that grey squirrel's fleet, and with anxious eyes I watched to see what fortune it would meet. Soon as they reached the rough, mild stream, and ever and anon, I grieved to behold some bark wrecked, and its little steersman gone. But the main fleet stoutly held across, I saw them leap to shore. They entered the woods with a cry of joy, for their perilous march was o'er.